Let our loving people be pleased to attend to a woeful relation sent up by a friend of a couple of farmers who happened of late to discourse as they met at the parish church gate. Now the one was a miser who hoarded his store, and the other was loving and good to the poor. The miser, he seemed to be troubled in mind, for his heart was too cruel oppression enticed. Though he came from a sermon, yet nevertheless, in a passion, these words he began to express. Now the price is abated of all sorts of grain, but I'll never sell mine till they raise it again. Oh, neighbor, how can you this murmuring stand, when the Lord by a gracious and plentiful hand has been pleased to replenish our barns again? Therefore, sure we have not any cause to complain. I rejoice in the miser replied with a fury so hot, "Friend, a fig for the poor, faith, I value them not. A good price I am willing to make of my corn, but I never was balked since the day I was born. Above 200 pound I shall lose now, I fear, by the wheat which I might have sold off the last year." The other said, "Neighbor, you have your desert. You can blame none alive but your covetous heart, for you reckon to sell it for twice as much more, and for that very reason you keep up your store. Since you had such a cruel and covetous heart, I declare of a truth you were served in your kind." The miser, he cried, "Why, I lie down in my bed. I have nothing but trouble and cares in my head. Oh, this plentiful summer my purpose did cross. I am almost distracted to think of my loss. But I'll keep it as long as my barns will hold, ere at such a low market my corn shall be sold. Oh, cruel oppressor," the other replied, "the sweet blessings of God then it seems you will hide, which he sends for to nourish the race of mankind. In your barns for profit it must be confined. Sure the name of a Christian you do not deserve, who desires to see your poor brethren starve." They parted, and home the old miser repaired. As he entered the yard, he was woefully scared. There the devil with silver and gold did appear, for to buy all his corn that was left the last year. And no sooner but this strange apparition was gone in a trice. He ran in and told them what he had beheld. Being frighted, they were with astonishment filled. All the night in his bed he raving did lie. Let me sell off my corn, I'll keep it not I. To the grief of his friends, thus he languishing lay, and he died about 5 o'clock the next day. Now let not our thoughts after vanity change on the